Alvin Rogers has served on the Wilmington Planning Commission. He remembers when Oleander Drive was just a two-lane road, and he thinks transportation has become a problem throughout Wilmington.
Independence does need to be extended. As far as elevated over Market Street, I think that has potential. They had talked about an elevated roadway down through there, and I have problems with it, but with the problems we have on Market Street, I think the overpass would be good.
John Presswood, a real estate agent, serves on the city's Board of Adjustment. He supports the extension of Independence Boulevard with an overpass running above Market Street.
The reason why I do is because the state's willing to pay for it. If the city has to pay for a road similar to that, then it may not get done for another 20 or 30 years. And I think we need to complete the road. It's 1.7 miles from the Coville Avenue section to basically connect Independence Boulevard to Martin Luther King. It needs to be connected. We need to get traffic moving through here. I don't think tourists are going to stop coming here, and I don't want them to. So we need to make this smooth. We need to have another north-south directional road.
Paul Lawler is an accountant who serves on the city's Comprehensive Plan Committee.
I do not support that superstructure on Coville Avenue. This gets back to the question of how we treat our neighborhoods. Expanding that would divide that neighborhood. I lived in Chicago for a while, and I was not too far from the Kennedy Expressway. Even though that was open, you could walk under it, it divided the two sides. They were very separate neighborhoods on either side of that expressway. Putting this big road there would divide that neighborhood. We don't need that. I think there's much better uses for that $150 million.
Margaret Haynes was first appointed to Wilmington City Council in 2009. She now serves as mayor pro tem and says the best hope of relieving traffic congestion is moving the rail line.
Maybe if down the road in a few years we could get the train moved, that train track moved to 421, which would not be going through any residential areas, it would be going through an industrial area. That might help significantly with the truck traffic coming out of the port.
Deb Hayes is a Wilmington Housing Authority commissioner. She currently serves on the steering committee for the City of Wilmington's comprehensive plan.
It's about connectivity, it's about walkability, it's about livability in making our seniors and all of our residents able to function. One of those ideas was taking the old rail line that goes around the city that will change that into a trolley line and also have some green space.
Frank Madonna, a Navy veteran, retired to Wilmington after working in the telecommunications industry. He responds to a question from a concerned citizen.
How are we going to handle the already congested roads that we have currently?
I have no idea. Actually, that's one of the reasons why I'm running. You know, there are a number of projects that are in front of the council and that have been approved by the council that really make me scratch my head. One of them is Middle Sound Loop and 17, where there's a 5-minute delay on the light there now, and now we're going to put another big shopping center in there.
Current council member Neil Anderson, who is running for re-election, was absent from the forum. Isabel Shepherd, WHQR News.